This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Next time somebody says, St. Louis, what's St. Louis got?
Well, it's that time of week when we try to figure out where Scott Jagow has been roaming. He will play you some audio clues and we'll see if we can guess. We've got Joe Pott staying in with us, too. He's always a good guesser.
Well, he's a good guesser, maybe. That doesn't mean I'm good at the game.
Okay, let's get to the clues.
How late is it open?
On weekdays, the kitchen's open till midnight, the bar till 1:30. Weekends, kitchen till 2 a.m., and the bar until 3 a.m.
Wow. That's late.
It is early.
So it's a place that serves food.
Got a good late night spot.
Late night.
Yeah.
So you got to think of something. It's not just a restaurant, though. There's an activity involved, which I think you'll figure out pretty quickly. All right, here's the second clue.
We have events from everything from birthday parties, corporate parties, a lot of holiday events, whether it's other bars and restaurants, family reunions, weddings, wedding rehearsals.
So it's something, team building, corporate things, something. It's something you can do. It's an activity that people do together all the time.
So is it a pretty big venue?
It's fairly big, yeah.
Okay. Like a banquet hall?
No, it's not a banquet
size?
Hall. Yeah. Yeah, but there's an activity involved in it. Okay, hang on.
Oh, it's a good place for tourists or people coming in town for a baseball game or hockey game. We have that. We have a whole lot of regular locals and regular bowlers and stuff. So we see a little bit of everybody.
I gave something away there.
All right. We're bowling.
Exactly. So we are bowling, but it is a place that's open late. And people from out of town come in. They got conventions or baseball games or hockey games. I got another clue, though.
It's a very easy sport for anyone to get into. Don't have to be competitive. Don't even have to know what you're really doing.
That's true.
It's something that you don't have to take completely serious. You can make it competitive, or you can just throw the balls just for the fun of it.
Right.
Want to throw a ball or hang out with friends? Bowling's a pretty cool sport for that.
Is it the new place on Del Mar?
No, it's not on Del Mar.
Okay.
It's close by. Very close.
He was reaching for the bell, Megan. You were definitely.
I was warm,
yep.
Wasn't I?
It's very close to where we are right now.
Huh.
I
wish I could Google while we're doing this and cheat to figure it out.
Yeah, that would be easy, right?
I don't know where we are. I mean, I don't know where this is. I know where we are. I don't know where the clues are coming from.
You don't know where we are. That's good. Did you drive here this morning?
Right, exactly.
We watched the Blues game last
night. That's
right. It was very late.
Yeah, that's true. They started this game at 8:30. But it is around this area, and you want me to just tell you what it is?
Is this a new place?
You're going to have to.
Okay. No, it's Flamingo Bowl.
Oh,
okay.
Should have known that.
I'm just dinging myself. Flamingo Bowl.
Washington Avenue.
Exactly. It's just around the corner. It's really a neat place. They have the regular bowling alley, and then there's a separate room called the Palm Room, which can fit 150 people in it, which I was stunned by looking at the size, but they can move the furniture around. There's pool table. There's another bar in there. And so that's a great space for events. And like I was suggesting, they do corporate type things. People come in town and stay at the hotels nearby and then can just walk over to Flamingo Bowl And it is open on the weekends really late. So and you can bowl all the way up till 3 o'clock in the morning.
Are the alleys retro or are they more modern?
No, they're more modern.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like there's nobody down there setting pins, right?
No pin
setting. I didn't mean that retro.
Yeah. There is, I think there is one in St. Charles, like a 3-pin bowling thing. That's not where I went.
Right. See, but, you're just going to confuse us all, yeah. At least me.
I do want to go there at some point. Stu told me about it. Anyway, Flamingo Bowl, and I will do the whole interview at 8:20 and 9:20 on Sunday morning.